KSDR welcomes you to this week's edition of On the Water and in the Air. It's not always about where the fish are biting or where the birds are flying. It's talk about how to go get them. On the Water and in the Air with your hosts Neil Jensen, Randy Aggermeyer, and Lynn Jurens.
Oh my God.
Good morning, listeners.
Can you believe I saw the Norwegian Winter Olympics this morning.
Did
you? Yep. Lynn, the sidewalk dive. He got a 9.7 on his landing, about 4 on Grace, though.
Wow, you know, I was listening to
the Coca-Cola's still laying out there to warn the next person that the sidewalk's icy at the radio station.
Can't believe we're all here. You know what? I was listening to my scanner last night.
Yeah.
And the movie theater got robbed.
What? Really?
$1,000 worth of merchandise they took.
Is that all?
Two large popcorns, a Skittles, and a Coke.
Isn't that the truth?
That's pretty good.
It is. Wow, we're all in house today. What's going on?
Sometimes you got to bring the brand.
Band back together?
Bring the brand.
Yeah, whatever, you know.
One of those?
Whoa, maybe that landing wasn't a 9.7.
Maybe I must have hit his head.
I hit the head.
I know.
The melon is off kilter.
Wow, big Dean. Oh, hey, there's a...
Before we go to Mobridge, South Dakota and chat with Brent, we have a what?
Well... Not this
week. Fishapalooza?
The Fishapalooza. Gosh, we're only about a little over a week away from the second annual Fishapalooza over in Henry. Make sure you guys get over there. It's going to be the 17th. It's going to be on Long Lake. Show up to the Double Barrel Bar.
Double Barrel.
We're going to get things rolling about 6 o'clock in the morning and 6 to 8. You can sign
They're
up.
They're going to serve breakfast.
Breakfast
there?
Over there. You betcha. They're
well,
putting
if
on.
You're going to drink all day, I suppose you better be at the bar at 6 in the morning.
Why not?
Wow.
It's going to be another fun time. Last year we had 100 people show up, and we're looking for at least that again this year.
Wow, that's a good showing.
And
That's the second largest population of Henry. The only other one is the fireman's dance in the
homecoming.
Summer.
Well, we don't do a fireman's dance anymore.
Oh, what? You guys quit that, too?
Yeah. Well, the third largest is when Neil puts on the booze fest over at the garage.
Yeah, that gets Henry a few more people.
So, yeah, come on out. I mean, just want to put a reminder, the Fishapalooza is coming up 17th. Put that in your calendars. It's going to be a fun time.
Walleye's Unlimited coming up
February 15th.
Oh.
Part of the organizational meeting,
it's the first business meeting. Yep,
Are we both in?
You're both members.
How did we get in?
While we were doing a membership drive, and I paid your dues and said you owe me money.
By the way, you owe me $20 for some raffle tickets.
They were even then.
So these two are even. I'm in the middle, and that's usually enough.
They've got a top-notch, nationally known, renowned speaker for the first meeting.
Neil Jensen?
Me. Yeah.
Oh, no.
We're going to talk about
fully
non-meandered
trained.
Waters,
Bring
so
your
this
alarm.
Should be a good
oh,
one.
Oh, fully yep. trained. They're talking about meandered waters last night, weren't they? Jason Frericks and his crew were trying to iron things out last night up here.
Yeah, and we'll kind of give an update of what it is and not anything. It won't be very political, just what the facts are, and we'll move on from there.
Well, that helps. Yep. That ought to get you through the night without too many black eyes.
Where do you find the best non-meandered waters at?
Where do you find them?
Lake Oahe.
There you go. That's where I was going.
That's a great idea. Oh, my. Brent Chemnitz, are you a part of this show today?
I am on, Lynn, yes.
Oh.
Hey, morning, Brent.
Morning, Brent. Are we I don't want to tie up that phone line at the MoRest too much. Do you have a double line coming in there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, perfect. We're not going to mess up. We're not going to mess up reservations too bad this morning.
We only had to call four numbers to find him.
Is that all?
That wasn't too bad.
Golly!
So we started with the police station, then the hospital,
then Hoagies.
Oh, Brent, what is happening in Mobridge this morning? Pretty quiet around there.
It is quiet around here. Yes, it is. Fishing has been, it's slowed down a little bit. We had a really good ice fishing bite earlier on when we first had ice, and it stayed pretty steady for, probably 3 to 4 weeks, and then got a little bit tougher, and then it picked up again, and now it's slowed down again a little bit.
Yeah, I think you could still find the fish, but I tell you what, getting around those pressure ridges up there is something like I have never seen.
They are moving a lot of water through our system right now, and we have got pressure ridges that are extremely tall.
Yeah, some of them are 12 foot tall.
Yeah, exactly.
Bring the Titanic down, huh?
Well, I hit one of them with my four wheeler and I saw the moon.
That is like bringing the Titanic down then.
Well, I did hear yesterday the report out of the Corps of Engineers that there is 104% of normal snowpack in Montana and northern Wyoming. Yeah. So they're going to probably, Brent, this is going to affect you and the fishing for the rest of the year.
They are going to do anything in their power not to flood Marion Gardens again in Fort Pierre.
Oh, yeah.
Guaranteed.
I think you're right. Yes, I don't think you're going to see that happen probably again. They're going to do whatever it takes not to do it.
Yeah.
So that report is out. Other things that are affecting Lake Oahe, Brent?
Well, not really. You know, I don't know if everybody had a chance to get to the game fishing parks, kind of did a little tour around the state and did basically an Oahe update for everybody in the state. And just talking to our fisheries guys down in Pierre, they said they had just tremendous response to it. I mean, it was... they had a lot of people at every place they went, Sioux Falls, Rapid City, Aberdeen, Pierre, and then they actually came here to Mulbridge too and gave a real good seminar on basically the state of Oahe. And I tell you what, from their reports, this upper part, not so much for the middle and lower ends of Oahe, but this upper part of Oahe is looking real strong. We are going to have a sensational summer up here. And lots of fish, and they'll probably be snapping at the crawlers, too. So.
Ooh, we like that report. Yeah. We like to hear that.
For that blue blanket north, it's going to be phenomenal, isn't it, Brent?
I think it was a good year last year, and we saw a lot of numbers of 16 to 20-inch fish up here. I can only imagine what it's going to be like this next year. I think we're going to have a lot of 17, 18-inch fish in the system this next year.
Yeah, if Oahe hits its old growth pattern, those fish should outpace the eastern South Dakota fish by several years by the time they get up to 20 inches. They used to grow way faster. Hopefully it happens again.
Well, and, you know, one of the main things that came out of this, out of their little seminar that they put together is our smelt numbers are now back to where they were pre-flood stage, at or above, actually. So that just bodes really well for our system.
Oh, yeah.
A lot to eat.
Yep.
And that might help that lower end out because those smelt on when that water and that seasonal migration might start pulling a few fish down there to help the friends from the south that have been really, really, really upset the last couple of years.
It's been...
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah. And I'm kind of on board with that, too. I think, you know, the smelt, it might not happen right away just because we have so much bait up here in the northern part of the reservoir, you know, not only the cold water stuff, but we also have warm water prey fish too up here. So those fish have really no reason to leave up here.
Yeah, so. Yeah, isn't that the truth? Where they used to kind of gnaw down on those, and their only option to stay alive was to follow that migration south. But these fish, it'll be interesting to see how quickly they catch on to that chasing those smelt down there. I don't think it'll take them too long there.
No, it won't. And I think the thing is typically that middle and lower part of the Oahe, they always, you know, the smelt were kind of a big fish bait. Most of the fish that really migrated and chased those smelt downstream, they were mostly, I would say, our fish from 19 inches on up.
Mm-hmm.
And we just don't have a lot of those fish in the system right now. And I think that's why you're seeing most of them are sticking up here. They're eating on, you know, bugs and larvae and stuff like that, and then also baby crappies, baby smallmouth, or white bass, baby sheephead and stuff like that.
Baby smallmouths?
Like, what's that?
Baby smallmouths.
Yep, baby smallmouth too, yep. But I do agree. I think once those fish get up in that 19 to 20-plus inch fish, they're going to start figuring out, you know, these smelt are... they're pretty good, and they're going to start following that trend a little bit more.
Uh-huh. Yep. That was their preferred bait. I mean,
there is a 13.5 pounder that might have. She'd have been so lazy she wouldn't have followed them down anyway. So, what a fish that's been running around on Facebook, and that's not Photoshopped either.
That one in Pollock?
Was it pollock or
that northern
it,
or
nope. My, no, nope, it was that,
that
walleye.
Caught. Actually, it was caught the day before our ice fishing tournament. It was actually caught down by Little Bear, just straight across from Wolf Bay there. So,
did you see that big northern, Brent, that they caught up there?
I did. Actually, there was one that was caught in the ice fishing tournament that was bigger than that that nobody really took a picture of, but it was 49 and a half inches.
This is getting back to where the state record,
Yeah, it was close.
Yikes. That is, did they throw that back?
They did.
That is good
Somebody's
news.
Gonna have another shot at her.
I tell you what, they had to throw it back. It was going to eat their kid.
Put it in their live well, and they had to feed it a sandwich. Well, we're out of lunch, boys. They had to feed the fish.
Well,
that's
my.
Great.
Yeah, that there's some dandies coming. And the picture I saw, that, what was that, a 47 inch? That thing had a belly on it.
Oh my goodness, it was huge.
I talked to some of the people last weekend when I was in pollock, and the lady that weighed that in said she was almost scared. She said that's the biggest fish she'd ever seen in her life.
Oh, I bet.
That was a monster. That was something.
Is that?
You imagine seeing that?
Yeah, and that's just right there as a result of those lake herring in the system. I mean, those fish are, they're not missing any meals, that's for sure. Well, those big pike, that's for sure.
Neither's Neil, but.
No, that's right.
I'm trying to remember the.
Hey, wait a minute.
I was trying to move on with the fishing show, and you throw that one in there. He's sucking his gut in right now,
he is,
isn't he?
He's trying pretty
you
hard.
See that, everyone? I mean, this Facebook Live thing gets around.
Yeah.
One thing, a lot of people around are scared to go to Oahu for the wintertime. You go out there now, that ice is thicker there than it is here. I've never seen ice that thick out there.
Well, we've got. Right around town here, we've got 20-plus inches of ice, and it's very, very good ice, too.
I needed my extension to get through with the ice castle last weekend.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's the first time. When I lived at Oahu, I never owned an extension.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the thickest ice I've ever seen.
Yeah, I'd heard that pollock has close to 30, so.
Yeah, it's thick.
Hey, it's been cold up there, boys. Yeah. Are they catching any crappies at pollock, or you got to go further north?
Got to go a little north.
Have you heard of the crappie bite up there?
I think most of the guys are going up. Yeah, I think a lot of the guys are doing like Beaver Bay and stuff like that up in North Dakota. They're getting a pretty good number of crappies up there.
I saw some pictures of Danny Reichman's last weekend, and I'm telling you, they're on the crappie. Follow the Crank Caddy boys around, you'll find them.
Just go fishing for them bad boys, and they are beautiful. Is anyone staying in Mobridge and driving up, Brent?
Not a lot of guys, no. I mean, we see a few ice fishermen here at the motel, but we don't see a big number of ice fishermen, so.
It's because they'll come and stay in their shacks, I think.
I think you're right. I think that's the case, so.
Boy. That Mobridge tournament we did, that big walleye was caught the day before. That northern was caught during the tournament, 49 inches.
Wow.
How big was that walleye?
13 and a half pounds. I didn't know. I never heard how long it was.
It was probably bigger, fatter round than it was long.
It was 30 inches right on the head, actually, is what it was.
Oh, it was pretty fat then.
Well, that's a fat fish.
Yeah. Well, for these northern fishermen that are getting cranked up for that April bite, usually it's sometime in April, knowing that there's these types of slimes that are coming out of there. I mean, you throw a full sack of April eggs in either of those two, and they've got to be pushing that state record that Jeff Case holds here from Watertown.
I would certainly think so, that's for sure.
What's that? How?
I don't remember how long his fish was. 47 pounds.
You go out there and watch them northern fishermen. That's like South Dakota's answer to the gator thing down in New Orleans. I tell you what, they're fired up about that.
Shoot him!
Ma sure hates it when I shoot the boy.
Come on, Liz. Come on, Liz. Shoot him. I bet someone can correct us here on Facebook, too, on how big Jeff Case's fish is and how long it was, maybe. I don't know. I've seen it many times. I stop and see Jeff once in a while, help him take his dock out. I guess I forget it. I look at it and I just forget. It's just beautiful fish. But there'll be a little bit of trophy chasing again this spring coming up for Northerns, staying in that Mobridge.
That's right.
Itasca. All those areas will be.
From that Mobridge north for sure is going to be good. Itasca could still be a little iffy, but boy, Blue Blanket North should be great.
Brent, big success again with the ice fishing tournament, and are you guys full for next year already?
We are. Yep, everybody rebooked for next year. I mean, that ice fishing tournament is just it's mind boggling how it just keeps on going. I mean, it's just it's so smoothly ran and just people have a great time at it. It's just a really, really neat event. If you know, even if you can't get in the tournament, if you could just drive out to watch our rules meeting and stuff, it's quite a sight to see.
Yeah. It's quite the event. Hey, Brent, how about your the Denny Palmer Memorial Tournament? Is that filled up?
Not filled up yet. Last time I heard, we have about 40 teams in it already, which, I mean, for February, that's pretty darn good.
That's great.
So we'll get, I would venture to guess we'll probably get close to 150 teams in that one again this year. So,
oh, my.
And we have changed that, actually, this year. We're going to a two-day event on that. And so we're hoping to get a little better draw on it, you know, just with the two-day event. And we're going to change a few things with the weigh-in and kind of make it kind of an audience-friendly event. So, yeah.
Do you remember the weekend on that, Brent?
That would be the June
2nd?
The first or second weekend in June. Yeah. So, I believe.
Yeah, that's what Neil's thinking too. Second weekend in June.
It's always the weekend before the Pollock tournament, and that's the third weekend.
Yeah, so it would be June 8th and 9th. It's on actually a Friday, Saturday, is what it is.
Is that part of that Northern Oahu Trail then too this year?
Yes, it is. Yep, that would be a qualifier for that.
That got real popular last year. That
I think I'm fishing that this year.
What?
I think so. I like that.
That is a
it's a great little event. You
especially
know,
with the outlook of Northern Lake Oahu. I mean, how can you go wrong? The fishing is going to be great. People are great.
I love fishing it anyway.
Numbers, and we love fishing that area of the country anyway.
Neil qualified for it because he had $350.
Yeah. I qualified for the qualifier.
It's the only way he can qualify. He had to buy his way in.
That's perfect.
Oh,
that's right.
Boy.
Well, Brent, when do you start guiding? And when are your dates?
Yeah, it looks like I start the second week of May is when I
start. Yeah, hello. What was
second
that?
Second weekend of May,
second,
huh?
Second week of May.
So it's knocking on the door, I guess. It's not too far away. So
that was Randy's wife. She doesn't realize that he's still on a radio show at 8 o'clock.
Oh, well.
She'll get him.
If it's real important, she'll call me three more times.
She'll leave a message.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, did they get a hold of you by calling the Mole Rust to book a guide trip?
Yes.
Yep, that's right.
And with any luck, Brent is gone. You get to say hi to Kelly.
There you go. Yeah, she's a lot more pleasant to talk to than I am.
And a cute smile, too, you know.
Yeah.
Never hurts. Never hurts. Well, anyway, Brent, last minute here. I guess we are over. We'll let you go. Thanks a bunch for filling us in on the Lake Oahu doings and happenings. And you know what? We love to do it again. We'll see you again in a couple, two, 3 months. And let you get out on the water for a month or so, and then we'll get back for another report.
That sounds great. Thank you guys for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for being here.
You bet. Right. Check out Brent in Mobridge, Mo-Rest Motel.
Great guy.
Great combination with staying and fishing, and usually has a really good beat on what's going on.
That's
in that,
right. It's the only place to stay in Mobridge.
Yes. All right.
There's no other house there.
Yeah. We're running out of houses to buy. All right. For another week of On the Water in the Air, we're going to say thank you for...
Yep.
Thank you to all of our listeners on Facebook Live, and over to Randy Grimes.